Well, they were high frequency generators. Mm-hmm. In those days, the main generators of and receivers of electromagnetic energy at that frequency, about 3,000 megahertz, were traveling wave tubes and klystrons. Mm-hmm. Stanford was good at both. The Varian brothers were the inventors of the klystron, mm-hmm. and their Varian associates. They founded Varian Associates, and there was the magnetron also. I think that was invented in England. It was a marvelous tube. All of these things were not extremely well understood in those days. A lot of research had to be done, and by now I think it is done. But Dick Rowe at University of Utah still has projects in the tube, the high frequency tube area. Mm-hmm. He does that at the University of Utah to this day, and he might be the only one. When I was there, to get that award, Dick Rowe. I said, you're probably the only one in the world right now working on that, aren't you? And he said, no. He thought that there was still some work at the University of Michigan in that area. I believe he told me that. So that they're tying up all of the knots, and they know everything there is to know nowadays. We didn't know so much in those days. It was a very exciting field, just marvelous field. Mm-hmm. But it taught us a lot about the waves, mm-hmm. and wave phenomenon. And so I consulted for Zenith in those days, and Bob Adler, is Bob Adler still alive?
Yes, I hope so.
I hope so. Well, he's so marvelous. He used to send me, I didn't get from him. This is the first year I haven't gotten a Christmas card from him.
Hmm.
And I have his last year's card. I never threw any of those away because he was so marvelous. I've got a good picture from the history department of Bob Adler, mm-hmm. along with Lord Rayleigh. Let me see. I'll show you. I got these pictures because I wrote an article. In fact, I gave the keynote address at a conference in Copenhagen last year. And see if I brought that back with me. My article on that subject. Maybe I didn't. I'm not sure that I brought it back. I took him out to the university. Oh, yeah, here it is. Yeah, here. Here's my article. I gave a 45-minute talk. It was the first talk. It was a plenary session talk. There were 450 people there, and they gave me... most of the other talks were 15 minutes, and they gave us all, what, 6 or 7 pages. I felt that was a travesty, that here was the talk that I gave. I could only use one picture. I used Lord Rayleigh's, but I had Bob Adler's. I wrote out a big long article expecting to have maybe 20, instead of 8 pages, 24 pages, mm-hmm. because my talk was 3 times as long. Mm-hmm. But they wouldn't let me have it, so that's what I had. I could only use one picture, Lord Rayleigh, and I could only use one reference. And that was to an article that I had written in previous years on this same subject.
Hmm. I don't know about Adler. I thought he was still around. But
well, he was last year. Yeah, but I did this last Christmas. I did not get a card from him, and he has sent me a Christmas card every year. He goes out with his camera, generally to Colorado, takes a beautiful picture, and then sends me a card. Mm-hmm. He had a website, and in his website, I was the only person that he mentioned.